Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, President-elect Joe Biden, along with Kamala Harris, had a wide-ranging conversation with CNN's Jake Tapper. The issue we'll start with is a very simple request from the vice president-elect. He said, on the first day I'm inaugurated, I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask, just 100 days to mask, not forever, just 100 days, and I think we'll see a significant reduction in COVID-19. Your thoughts on that contrast from what we've been going through?
Well, obviously, you know how I feel about this Trump thing. I think he may not be criminally indictable for murder, but I think in so many ways he really has been responsible for so many of the deaths in America. In comes Biden, and in a move which I think is very much like FDR, he says, give me 100 days. Now, that's very brilliant, because somebody wears a mask for 3 months, they're going to know what they have to do, because they've done it for 100 days. After you do it for 100 days, you're used to looking for your mask, knowing you have a mask, walking into the store, not obliviously, but pulling up the mask so that you will be protected and everybody else will be protected. It's a brilliant strategy, and one wonders why the outgoing president, we hope he's outgoing because he's still fighting, would not have done that. You know, I will never, ever understand how irresponsible he was and what he thought his political advantage in letting all these people die every single day in the United States. The numbers are just horrifying and terrible. And we all have to be very, very careful about what we're doing. So Dr. Fauci comes into play because he announces during this very interview you're referencing, Fauci will be my top medical expert. Phew. And he will be in the same role he has played all along with all of these other presidents. I think it's 5 or 6 other presidents. It's extraordinary. So there's hope on the way. But in the meantime, there is absolute terror, as everybody who is walking the streets understands that this virus can hit each of us, and we have to be extremely careful. All we have to do is think of all those people who are lying in hospital beds who did not wear a mask, of course, as well as some who did.
Well, something interesting came out from the NIH. The director of the National Institutes of Health told churches to do the, quote, altruistic loving thing and stay closed. This, of course, after the Supreme Court struck down some restrictions on religious services in New York after Orthodox and Catholic groups sued because of the COVID restrictions.
I would refer everybody to the New York Times today to a wonderful article by Linda Greenhouse, who said basically that Barrett is an embarrassment. She didn't use those words, but I'm using them. You know, when it comes to saving lives and not understanding what an emergency principle is here, John Roberts, the Chief Justice, did the right thing. He was on the right side of that, so it became 5-4. We have a pretty good idea of what Barrett is all about now. Now the question becomes, what happens when Trump comes to the Supreme Court of the United States, which one way or another I suspect he's going to get to, and does she raise her hand and say, no, we have to invalidate all of those by mail ballots? Anything is possible with this kind of crew. Where loyalty is personal to the president and not to the Constitution, you have a pretty terrible situation. Now, the idea that, you know, keep those houses of worship closed, do it online. Do it any way you want. But do not expose these people to the virus. And Cuomo was right. The court was wrong. Just a bunch of people in black robes sitting up there. They were just wrong to say, well, we're obeying the Constitution and letting people die is just dumber than dirt.
And of course, as you point out, we've got some time ahead before the vaccine really gets out to the entire population. Here's a word of caution this morning. Pfizer chairman Albert Bourla told Dateline's host Lester Holt that the pharmaceutical company was not certain if the vaccine prevented the coronavirus from being transmitted, saying, quote, this is something that needs to be examined.
Well, you know, David, there's a test in the New York Times today where you put in your data. How old are you? Where do you live? What county do you live in? And you'll find out where your place online is. Even as an older person, and I am now, I'm pretty far back in the line. And it's as it should be. We do know that the people who are doing this heroic work in hospitals and nursing homes ought to absolutely come first. And it's up to everybody else to protect themselves, to wear a mask, to wash their hands, to sanitize every time you can. And, you know, this is not a good situation, and it won't be for a long time. So I'm interested in what you're saying because I have every intention of continuing to wear a mask and protecting myself, and my family, and everybody else who comes near me. And that's another thing. Stay away from everybody else.
And of course, we're waiting on a stimulus package agreement, a sort of placeholder. Biden showed support for it yesterday. The point he made, though, was that there needs to be a lot more. And there are these people out there just hurting as Washington spins its wheels.
Yeah, well, whatever your version of the gates to heaven or even hell are, you better think that a special place is reserved for those people who have put obstacles in the way of people who really are in need, whose children are in need, who don't have enough food. Even here in Little Great Barrington, the food lines at the various pantries are huge. They're long. And people, good people, have not been able to feed their families the way that they want to. So those people who, and I'm going to be honest with you, I think these are principally Republicans, because they want to be very parsimonious. In fact, there are some people in McConnell's conference who don't even want to do anything. And I don't know what St. Peter or his equivalent, depending on your religion, is going to say to them when their knees are trembling and asking to come in.
Our political observer, Alan Scharr, talk on a Friday. Everybody have a safe and healthy and enjoyable weekend if you can. We'll be back here on Monday. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David. We'll start it all up on Monday morning.